Here at the closing hours, minutes of World Food Prize, with me is Jeff Simmons, new tweeter.
Yes.
Now you can follow him on Twitter at JeffSimmons2050. And just quickly, Jeff, what does your handle mean?
2050 is a key time. We're going to have this food security, safe, abundant, affordable food solved by then. We have to, we will, and American agriculture will lead the way.
We had a great panel here, as always, energetic, passionate. That's you with your egg, and everybody got that point. But what I wanted to ask you about was what you're doing with your family. You talked about that at the end. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't want this to be, and I will tell you about it, but it's not about me as much as the lesson of get out of our bubble, you know? And I think, boy, there's nothing more passionate than farmers and people involved in food that really believe in what we do. When you get out of your bubble and experience either an eating or whether it is exposed to a hungry face, I've seen in our company, when people are once a quarter go out and help at a food bank, suddenly the conversation between you and your 7-year-old son changes, or your teenage daughter or whatever. So what we're doing is we're doing a month-long hunger challenge. And with this hunger challenge is for 1 week. We're just finishing week one. We eat rice and beans all week. So they're taking it to school with them in the morning. They're eating it at night. There's no snack after school. And what's happening is we are irritable. We are frustrated. And so when I ride back home tonight, we're gonna actually work at a food bank tonight. And when we get done on our way home, we're going to eat pizza. But what it's taught us is what happens all week long, week after week, to half the people in the world. It's changed a perspective. Next week, we go on a food stamp budget. Sunday night, we go to the grocery store. We have $4.16 per person in the family. And I will tell you, our great yogurt brands and the kind of cheese we like and all that is not going to be accessible. And a night of pizza in the middle of the week isn't going to happen either. So we're going to experience what, again, 1 out of 4 Americans living on a food stamp budget would actually live on. Then week 3, we actually are going to give all the money we've saved in weeks 1 and 2 out on the road, handing it to hungry people. And then week 4 is get involved. I'm going to make each one of my kids determine a 2013 hunger goal. So what's this mean? It's become our family cause, because why not? People say, why hunger? I say, why not hunger? And it may not be clinical dying starvation. It's just the little subtle things. And to an American farmer or to a consumer or somebody that likes it, I think exposing this can change you. When you change the hunger inside of you is the solution to the hunger outside in the world.
Wow, that's great. Now, you have 6 children. Age ranges?
7 years old up to 16.
Wow. And how do they feel about this?
Well, I'll follow me on Twitter, and we'll tell you. We're going to expose that a little bit. So we're gonna get some comments from them here over the next few weeks.
That's cool. Final thoughts about World Food Prize being here this week and seeing the discussion?
This is becoming the event. Iowa's hosting, I believe, the best 1 week global event on food, and we need to increase the significance of this event over the future years if we're going to make this thing happen by 2050. Tremendous leaders all over the world that have the right mindset. We all come together around 4 words: safe, abundant, affordable food. Let's make this happen, and we can.
And you brought animal protein into the discussion here this last day.
It doesn't get the exposure, but what I highlighted is 7 billion people on the world. 3 billion of the 7 billion are working very hard to move to that middle class, to move off from a rice plant diet, and they're moving to meat, milk, and eggs. Meat, milk, and eggs matter, and we're going to have to be as creative and as innovative and as progressive as any sector of food, and we can, but it's not on the agenda as much as it should be.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeff, here at the World Food Prize. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.